So we have been...
Daryl Johnson at in 15 minutes.
Sorry. Yes. Outwardly giggling, chuckling to ourselves about the new... Now it's the second most popular show on HBO Max.
Yes.
What's number one? Derry?
Yeah, Welcome Probably to Derry, I think is okay. number one. But yeah, Heated Rivalry, it's actually a Crave original. So Crave is a Canadian network or streaming service, but it was picked up in the U.S. by HBO.
Okay, that makes sense. So Heated Rivalry is a TV show based on a book, and I guess it's a series of books?
A book series, yeah. It's like a romance novel, gay romance novel series written by a woman.
It is a sports romance television show now.
Mm-hmm.
Based on these series of books that are incredibly popular.
The Game Changers novel series.
Okay.
Written by Rachel Reed.
All right. So I wonder why they didn't just call it Game Changers.
I don't know.
Well, we laughed at it because Heated Rivalry was being described as like kind of as close as you could get to softcore gay porn or porn.
Yeah.
Like it's forget gay, just porn.
I mean,
and you've been obsessed by it ever since.
I mean, we'll get into it, but there's lots of gay butts.
Yeah.
And there's lots of simulated gay acts. The only thing you don't see are wieners.
Yeah.
But yes. It's implied.
Disappointing.
You guys bummed by that or
you know. Yeah, it's pretty
No cool. half measures. I mean, if we're going to watch.
All in.
Yeah.
We're going all in. So, all right. So it's funny that we all have funny stories about watching this last night. And
except I wasn't asked to.
Whatever. You weren't going to watch this no matter what. So it's about these two guys that were 1 and 2 in the draft, in the NHL draft or whatever league they're supposed to be in.
Major hockey league, I think, or major league
Again,
hockey.
The NHL didn't sign off on this.
Yeah.
They didn't want the Canadians and the Bruins represented. The Russian kid gets drafted by the Boston
Raiders
franchise. Yes. And the Canadian kid gets drafted by
the Montreal Metros.
Right.
But the colors are the same for these teams. So
it does look legit.
Yeah.
It looks legit. And these two players kind of grew up, but they played against each other in international competition. And the beginning of the show is these two meeting for the first time outside of this rink before this international competition between Canada and the Ruskies.
Yeah, so like the first episode, only 3 episodes have been dropped so far, and we only watched the first one. And the first one, they're doing a lot of scene setting, and so they keep on doing time jumps.
It just kept saying 3 months later. 4 months later.
Yeah,
6 months later.
So it, as Corby says, it starts with Shane Hollander, the Asian Canadian phenom, and Ilya Rozanov, the Russian phenom, meeting at an amateur tournament in Canada.
Okay.
So they meet at an amateur tournament, then they meet up again at the draft, then they meet up again at the next year's amateur tournament, then they meet up again in their rookie season of Major League Hockey, and then they meet up again at the year-end awards and as well as like the All-Star break. So it's like they keep on jumping to these big watershed moments in their early careers, and it shows how they went from being very adversarial to being very curious about one another.
Yes. And the Russian is as they always are, he's the instigator of it all.
Yeah. And the way that their romance kind of sparks, there's two things that happen. One, they work out side by side in the hotel gym, and then they sensually share a water bottle afterwards, and they're kind of playing footsie as they're sitting on the floor.
Yeah.
And like as they're handing the water bottle back and forth, their fingers are grazing.
Just kind of touch. And they show it.
And then
neither started punching the
other. No, they're always very close to beating each other up,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. They don't know what to do about their emotions, especially the Canadian kid, because he is not exactly sure that he's gay. And then the next moment that they share is they're shooting a commercial, and like they have to skate in like they're gonna have a face off, and they keep on skating in and they start cracking each other up, and you know, so finally the director is like, okay, we got it. And so it cuts to them for some reason after they shoot a commercial. They've not broken a sweat, but for some reason they have to shower.
It's
afterwards.
The dumbest thing ever. There's a shower at the commercial shoot.
They're at a rink.
Well, I know, but still, like you don't go shower there.
So they're in the shower. The Canadian kid's in there first, and then the Russian guy comes in, and they're both kind of checking each other out, and then the Russian guy catches the Canadian guy checking him out, and then he just stares bullets at him and starts doing a little tug.
Don't do that.
Dave's trying to pantomime it. It's so ridiculous. Yeah.
And then the Canadian guy's like, not here.
Yeah.
Your sack's hanging out.
And then like the total macho, like, whatever, man, F you. I don't like you. And then before you know it, one of them tells the other that, you know, what room they're in. And
yeah. So that's where we have our first clip. So this is their first real hookup, as the Russian guy comes to the room of the Canadian guy at his invitation. And this is what happens.
Stop. Was that bad?
No. Opposite. Too much to do it. Is your first time with the man? You? No.
Really?
Really?
Another player?
I know. My coach's son back in Russia. I like trouble.
I like trouble.
Are you scared of getting caught?
No. It was nothing serious, and we had same secret, so it was just...
Curious?
Curious. And you make me curious. Do I make you curious? Obviously.
Okay, this is so much.
Wow. Those English words just roll off your tongue.
Yes.
Yes.
You want me to lie on the bed and let you do it some more?
Let me.
Yeah.
And they move to the bed.
And they go at it.
And have mutual satisfaction.
And it's... Seriously? Okay, so I'm watching this on my computer last night. DJ is too. Same thing. And
are you DJ?
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm watching on my computer and kids upstairs or whatever. And because it, dude, it's whatever Brokeback Mountain was, child's play compared to this show. And they're very open about it, too. The creators are just like, yeah, this is what this is. The book's based on the book. The book's about this romance. It's continuing romance over, you know, a certain amount of time or whatever. And so it's going to be about this. Well, I'm in there watching it on my computer, and my wife's kind of, you know, walking around the house or whatever. And anytime she would walk in the room, I just pause it and go back to Sooners versus Alabama previews and stuff like, babe, I'm just watching football and you know what it is. And your girl fiance was doing the same thing?
Yeah, I did the same move as you. I didn't want it on the big TV, so I just had it on my computer today. I was watching and she walked by and I just heard behind me, what are you watching? It's for work. Don't worry about it.
I was watching it yesterday morning upstairs in the bedroom. In bed, under the covers, and I felt so gross.
I watched it 40 minutes ago, and I was afraid Cactus was going to walk in.
Under the covers?
Yeah.
What were you doing under the covers?
Just in case.
Somebody walked in?
Yeah.
In a tent?
Uh-huh. I didn't want to pitch one accidentally.
Oh, my God. So...
Not doing anything, guys.
No, don't you worry about it.
Okay, before we get to the big scene...
Oh, no. That wasn't the big scene.
No, the big scene is coming up, but... The one thing that because Corby, when we were teasing this, he said that you wouldn't have made it 8 minutes. Is that
not a chance?
Is that the shower scene 8 minutes?
Yeah,
in?
I think so. And there's a lot of winking and you know just.
But the other thing,
did you say winking?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the other thing is the hockey. The hockey would drive you insane.
Yeah.
That's now, that's my big hang up on this show.
Right. The gay stuff's no big deal.
I just need more better hockey.
Like, they basically had, like, Expo being the best defenseman in all of Russia.
No, honestly.
Sorry, Expo.
Honestly, the thing that they did as well as they could is they avoid any gameplay whatsoever. That they just show guys on the bench or they show like the handshake line at the end of the playoffs or they show like the skills competition at the All-Star game, but they're not attempting to show actual gameplay.
Yeah.
Like they're not attempting to fool anyone. But the one thing that drove me insane is that when they're at the youth tournament and they show like that they're having their little team practices. And so Russia is practicing, but they're all wearing their game jerseys and they don't have like offense and defense. They're all wearing the red Russia jersey. So you can't even tell like when they're scrimmaging, like who's on which side.
Right.
It makes no sense, but then there's a lot of instability, but they go to the All-Star game and there's the older guy who I guess we get to know later in the series. He's the captain of the New York Admirals.
Yeah.
And so he is on the bench with the Canadian kid and they're talking about the Russian guy. You're like, hey, he's an a-hole, right? And then the Russian guy skates by and gives the Canadian guy his room number so they can hook up later.
They're planning a hookup on the bench while the skills competition is happening, one side or the other. It's the least realistic thing of the whole episode.
And then So the veteran guy, he says, you know, well, I've got to stay in a room right next to him. I got to see him all the time. And so when they go to the Russian guy's room and they're about to have their first real gay sex,
jeez,
the Canadian guy, he's a little timid because they're right next door to this other guy.
So much moaning.
On your stomach.
On your stomach.
And you do you want to?
You're scared. I'm not scared.
No, he's okay.
I'm not scared.
You ever touch yourself here? Why? Does touching your ass make you gay?
Rose or not?
Because you know what else makes you gay? My
shut up. Trying to say I have a thing. Okay?
A thing.
A dildo.
What color?
You.
It's big.
I'm leaving.
No, no, hold on. I want to you, bro.
Not here.
No, not next to the guy's apartment.
Yeah.
And by the way, neither one of these guys are gay in real life.
They fooled me.
I mean,
greatest actors of all time.
Of all time. And the other guy, the Russian guy, is American. He's not even Russian. And he's sitting there speaking Russian to his dad on the phone. And I'm like, dude, that's pretty impressive. But it's also very Ivan Drago. I must break you. Like, really, just...
On your stomach.
Rudimentary, you know.
He's smoking cigarettes all the time.
I know, it's so over-the-top Russian-y. His brother's a Russian a-hole. Like, it's just... It's... The answer is no. I will not watch it again.
You know, for the second time...
I don't know, I'm kind of hooked.
For the second time in 7 days, we're doing a segment on this right before Daryl comes on. He's going to start wondering.
Well,
about
one was because we had to do him right after E! News. So this is only the real first segment we've done on the show.
Maybe he's seen it.
The number two show in all of HBO.
What happened to the ticket I loved?
This is exactly the ticket you loved.